New Yorkers carried handmade signs with one unmistakable message.
My sign says, "The only monarch we need," and it's a picture of an orange monarch butterfly.
So an orange monarch butterfly instead of
any other kind of monarch that we don't need right now.
Radio. So my name is Tommy, and my sign says, "Know your parasites." The first one's a deer tick, the second one's a dog tick, and the last one's a lunatic. And the coloring's slightly different. The last one's got some yellow, orange, and red on it.
Are you a native New Yorker?
I sure am.
So you've had plenty of time to observe Trump in action. What would you say to others who haven't been able to follow him for decades?
Con man once, con man always.
Many demonstrators carried signs supporting immigrants and opposing ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or said that was a major reason they were out to protest on No King's Day.
My name is Vicky. I live in Brooklyn. I've been here for 40 years. Yeah, yeah. I'm here, you know, for the people who can't stand up for themselves as well, the immigrants. You know, I feel really strongly about what's happening with them and how ICE has free rein. I'm just so tired of it. So I'm doing everything I can, any time I can do it.
Another longtime New Yorker carried a sign remembering the two Minneapolis residents killed by ICE agents.
My name is Tom. So this one says, "Why am I pissed? Here are two pretty good reasons." And there's pictures of Alex Pretty and Renee Good.
New Yorkers Rhea and Alyssa had a sign with a pointed message for members of Congress.
This one says, "It's a good thing Congress isn't alive to see this," by Abby Higgs on Blue Sky.
Meaning?
Meaning that Congress is acting as if they don't exist, and they've essentially given up their power in government.
And they're far too old to care about the future.
They might be dead
already. So.
Congressional candidate and former New York City Comptroller Brad Lander made a brief stop at a gathering of Jewish protesters before the main march. Pacifica caught up with him there.
Look, Americans are rising up to say no kings. It's especially for this pre-organizing march for American Jews to show up and say, we know inclusive multiracial democracy is what keeps us safe here and in Israel and Palestine and all around the world. We say not in our name to the bombs that Trump and Netanyahu are dropping on Iran.
The health of the nearly 80-year-old president has been the subject of much speculation. With his frequent snoozing during cabinet meetings and other official duties, the makeup plastered on his hand, his swollen ankles, and mental lapses while speaking. Christine's sign zeroed in on Trump's unhealthy eating habits and the possible ramifications.
Do your job, cholesterol. We're just one Big Mac away from democracy.
For Pacifica Radio at New York City's No King's Day protest, I'm Eileen Alfandari.